This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What are the things in your life that cause sin in your own life? You know what it is. Medically speaking, doctors talk about trigger points. There are places in your body where muscle pain starts or develops, and there's trigger points in your back. There may be a trigger point in your neck somewhere. There's pain that comes through that or from that. I think people have trigger points in terms of their sin life. What is it that causes you, which is a trip up for you? In fact, the phrase that's used, or the original Greek word here for the things that cause people to sin, is literally means trap stick. When you would trap an animal by propping up a trap with it, and you use a stick, and the stick was that which caused the trap to come down on the animal. What's the trap stick in your life? And Jesus says that things are bound to cause people to sin in life, but woe to the person through whom they come. And then Jesus has one of the most frightening, if not the most frightening, statement in all of the Bible about people who cause other people to sin. It's in verse 2. Let's bring that up. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Let's talk about little ones first. Somebody asked me once, does this mean children? I said, yes. They said, well, could it mean younger believers? I said, yes to both. That's what it means. Little ones means a child, perhaps in age, but also a child in terms of spiritual faith. There are people in this room that are 40 years old, but in terms of your Christian life, you're pretty new. This may be pretty new to you, some of this. So in terms of that analogy, you're young in the faith. And here's what Jesus is saying, one of the most frightening statements, that if you're going to cause anybody to sin, it would be better for you to have a millstone. A millstone was a stone that could weigh, get this, up to 800 pounds. 800 pounds. Jesus was saying it'd be better for you to have an 800-pound rock wrapped around your neck and to be thrown in the deepest sea than to cause some little one to sin. Folks, all I want to say about this verse is this. People can argue about what it means and what it doesn't mean. I'll tell you what it does mean in my mind is that Jesus takes very seriously when people cause other people to sin. It is one thing for you to sin. It's one thing for me to sin, but it's a totally different thing when you or I cause somebody else to sin, particularly a younger person or a younger believer. Now, this can be really unpleasant for some people, but I want you to reach back into your memory, and some of you can think of an older person in your life, in your past, who led you into something that was wrong. You remember the day. You remember the place. You remember that what was going on in your life at the time, and you have some bad memories of an older person leading you into doing something that was wrong. Then I want to ask you this question. Have you ever done that with a younger person yourself? And I don't want anybody here to get melodramatic about this and saying, well, are you talking about moral sin? Are you talking about causing somebody to drink? Are you talking about causing somebody to gamble? Maybe. But you know what I never hear preachers talk about? I never hear ministers talk about it in terms of spiritual sins, sins of the Spirit. Have you ever caused somebody else to be mad at somebody else? Have you ever been mad at someone and you said, I want so-and-so to be angry at him because I'm angry at him, so therefore I want him to take up the offense with me, and we go to great lengths to get another person to be mad at someone else? I want to suggest to you that just may be causing a younger person to sin.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.